Quinny Cantera picks 106, the legendary Dave Davies, everybody. Welcome, sir.
The autobiography Living on a Thin Line is out. Living on a Thin Line solo releases is out. It's getting great reviews. Congratulations on the book, sir.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was great putting it together. Painful, but also funny.
Painful, like in a cathartic way?
Yeah. Say, oh, I don't know. No, it was great fun.
Well, we like the painful stuff, too.
Oh, absolutely. That's what makes it happen, right?
It was painful.
Yeah.
Painful for you, Mr. Davies, but was it painful for anyone to read it?
Are we on visual or not?
Oh, we're right. We're on the air, my friend. We're on the air, and we're big fans.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So tell me, who's playing the keyboards these days on Death of a Clown with you?
I can't even remember. I think it's Ryan.
Yeah, okay.
It would have been me because it's sort of very just about the extent of my piano playing capabilities. No, but it's supposed to be cute and sweet and innocent, deliberately played like that.
Yeah, but everything you've done that I focus on seems to have a great deal of detail to it. Like you've spent a lot of time on it. Even the beginning piano on a song like Death of a Clown. Is that who you are as a person in your everyday life, sir? Detailed?
I think all human beings are multifaceted anyway. We're light and dark and shade and everything in between. And I just feel grateful that I've been involved in the creative arts and music especially. And it can be a very exciting world out there. It's one of the scary ones.
What do you make of the world now? Is it scary now? Today?
I think it's more scary than it ever was.
Do you think the music fits the mood now? Is anyone making the right music for the age we're living in?
No. But yes and no. I think at the core of Kink's music is a long lasting emotions, all being people beings. All people have. I mean, we're all made of various emotions and light and dark. And I think it's great there's so many varied types of music available in the world for people to listen to.
It's
vibrant.
Well, you know, Dave, you've got the whole human vibration thing down. What do you think the difference in the human vibration when it comes to making music back in the 60s is versus today? What would that sound like, that vibration?
I don't know. I like to think that things happen at a time for a reason. I think the obvious thing that I can relate to about when the King first started is the fact that we didn't really have time to ponder over what we were doing. Luckily enough, Ray and I were always prolific and coming up with ideas. And Ray was always really a very prolific kind of observer of life. And he's a great writer. So we're lucky for that.
Sad. Dave Davies of the Kinks, your special 60th anniversary celebration, one of the greatest rock bands of all time. You look around after 60 years, you and the Stones are still standing. Would you have thunk that 60 years ago?
Only just. Yeah. Now, the Stones are great, I think. But I think the Kinks have managed to cross over genres and we're
Agreed.
Don't all these guys have to thank you for you inventing the You Really Got Me sound on the guitar and your other amazing things that you've done? I mean, you are a groundbreaker. You are known for doing stuff that people have never done before.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think You Really Got Me. It was such a vibrant and exciting time in the early 60s. Something had to go, and something new had to happen, and I just one day I opened up my little amplifier at home. I just no reason at all, just slashed up speakers because they didn't sound right, and all of a sudden they came out with a ferocious kind of roar, and to me that was more valid than what we're doing elsewhere in my life, I swear.
Hey, go listen to the beginning of that song, Capital Land. You'll know what he's talking about right there. It's amazing.
The Kinks sneak up on you. You came up in an Apple streamer, Strangers came up, which I just hadn't heard in a long time, and now it's just back with me. Your music is going to live forever. We wish you a ton of luck with the autobiography, Living on a Thin Line, and then your Living on a Thin Line solo releases. And I love what you've curated for us, Mr. Davies. So good luck and thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, thank you very much.
Looking forward to the journey. Dave Davies, everybody, from the Kinks. It's Quinn and Cantera, Picks 106.